Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When Anat Cohen came from Tel Aviv to the Berklee School of Music in the mid-90s, she only wanted to play Coltrane. But you wouldn't know that now. Anat has played Afro-Cuban music, Argentine tango, Brazilian choro. She's played with groups as diverse as the Israeli Army's Air Force Band and an all-female big band called the Diva Jazz Orchestra. And she's a polyglot instrumentalist as well. She plays the soprano and bass clarinets, as well as the soprano and tenor saxophones. Her latest album is a tribute to the jazz clarinetist Benny Goodman. Anat Cohen and her band join us on the show today, and they're going to start us off with a live performance of their take on the old standard Lullaby of the Leaves. Thank you. That is clarinetist Anat Cohen and her band live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Lullaby of the Leaves. Anat Cohen playing the clarinet, Benny Green at our piano, Obed Calvert playing the drums, Peter Washington the bass. And Anat, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. It's great being back here.
So Lullaby of the Leaves, Benny Goodman didn't write this song, but it's one of a number of tunes from his repertoire that's on your new album called Clarinet Work Live at the Village Vanguard. We've heard a lot from you over the years. Why do a whole album of tunes associated with Benny Goodman?
Well, it was a very easy choice. Last year when I was asked to play a whole week at the Village Vanguard celebrating the clarinet, that's what Lorraine Gordon asked me to do. And since 2009 was and still is Benny Goodman's centennial, it was a very easy choice to say, okay, let's just get inspired with some of the songs that Benny did. You cannot be a clarinet player and not be inspired by Benny Goodman in some ways. So to choose the repertoire was very easy. He recorded so many different songs. Mm-hmm. Then I just took some songs that some of them are more associated with Benny Goodman and some of them are actually more associated with other people, but he recorded or played, so that's the answer.
And it was part of a live situation at the Village Vanguard, this kind of, you know, temple of jazz here in New York. Mm-hmm. So the timing was right, the place was right. It just kind of worked out that way.
Well, we made it right, and the you know, calling the people on the album, you know, calling you know, Benny Green, Peter Washington, and Louis Nash to play, then, you know, you couldn't be more right than that. So.
I read that you were the first female horn player to lead a session at the Village Vanguard. Does that kind of thing, or to do a live recording, does it make it any more significant to you?
It doesn't really make a difference as far as the music. I mean, the music is just the music. But I'm proud either way.
Mm-hmm. But you are part of now this very long, very illustrious tradition of people who have gone to the Village Vanguard to record live albums there. Did you know that that was what you were going to do, or was that something that kind of happened in the process?
Well, yeah, we did have a plan once I got the people that I wanted to play with, once they were available, and we realized, okay, I'm actually going to play a week at the Vanguard with these guys, and let's try to document it and record it, and hopefully we'll have an album by the end of the week, and it actually happened.
Yeah. Lullaby of the Leaves, I mean, you guys just did that for us in like 4 minutes flat, which is about a third, even less than a third of the length of this same tune on the record, on the album Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard, so obviously, you know, a chance to stretch out a bit more in the live situation there. But the whole clarinet thing, this almost didn't happen for you, as I understand it. You had an early teacher who tried to discourage you from playing the instrument?
Well, not really discourage me from playing. I think the clarinet kind of went a little bit out of... it wasn't that popular for a while. So when I started to play jazz when I was in high school, I think the teachers, most of them probably preferred that I would bring the saxophone rather than the clarinet. So mm-hmm. That's what I did.
And when did you move back to the clarinet?
I think it happened gradually. I started to play it when I was in college, when I was at Berklee College of Music. And I think basically what brought me back to the clarinet was playing different kind of folkloric music, not necessarily jazz, playing Brazilian choro music, which we played here before, mm-hmm. and playing folkloric Colombian music and Venezuelan music and Argentinian music, a lot of things that I could actually imitate some of the original sounds of gaitas and different instruments on the clarinet. It brought me back to play it and gave me different ideas of how to use it. And of course, Brazilian choro, the clarinet is one of the solo instruments in the style. So it was a great opportunity to dust it off.
So you come from Israel to the United States, you end up playing all this music from South America, And now somehow that all is brought to bear in a series of pieces associated with the great Benny Goodman. Body and Soul is another of these kind of great standards that Benny Goodman recorded. Let's hear another live performance, as long as you have the quartet here in the studio. Anat Cohen, the album is called Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard, but here is Anat and the Boys live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
And that is one of those songs. It seems like it'll be around forever, body and soul. Anat Cohen playing the clarinet and leading the band, Benny Green at the piano, Peter Washington the bass, Obed Calvert the drums. They are playing later in June, June 26th, at the Jazz Standard, part of the Care Fusion Festival. The album's called Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard, and the band is here live on Soundcheck with a final song to play for us. And this is another old standard, After You've Gone. Once again, Anat Cohen and the band live on Soundcheck. Cohen and the band live in the Soundcheck studio and After You've Gone. That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, our Soundcheck Smackdown debate asks which makes for better music, high voices or low? And Brazilian guitarist Carlos Barbosa Lima interprets the sounds of Hawaii and Brazil and plays live in our studio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help from Julia Forlan and Martin Sulko. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.